It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 8 o'clock, and we're going in-depth on the biggest story of the day. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Salt Lake City has a brand new airport this morning. This is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News.
That new terminal and concourse opened at 4 o'clock this morning.
The new airport is so much larger.
Salt Lake's new airport. Our special hour of coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who's live on the scene at the new terminal. John?
Yeah, Amanda, this has been a day many officials and passengers have been waiting for decades now. After years of planning, 6 years of construction, and $4.1 billion later, the first phase of the new Salt Lake City Airport opened at about 4 o'clock this morning. Some of the first passengers were rushing through security to make their flights, while others showed up hours in advance to just take it all in, including this guy who was making the short trip over to St. George.
We had like 4 hours. We came early, deliberately, to walk through the airport.
Airport officials have been urging everyone flying out of the new airport for the first time to arrive early in order to help mitigate any potential confusion. Although most people I've talked to say the signage is clear, it's direct, and it's easy enough to navigate for them.
It's pretty easy coming in the parking garage, the new parking signs, and we just came up the new ramp. It was awesome.
The new parking garage comes with 3,600 parking stalls and a camera-based sensor system that uses lights to indicate where open spots are located. Probably the biggest attention getter is all the new local artwork that reflects the landscape of Utah. But it's not lost on travelers that the most important thing is getting around easily. So far, they say it's much easier to get from point A to B compared to the old airport.
Yeah, I think they improved it with one-level access, so you park, and we've all only stayed on the same level all the way through.
And although we're in the middle of a stretch of 90-degree weather, the different components set up to make winter travel easier is also getting some love from the first passengers.
I'm excited about the ski-specific luggage handlers. So when skis can come in, they don't have to be put in that oversized door, you know, like they used to.
Today, it's Concourse A West that's open, which has 25 Delta gates and 6 international gates. In 6 weeks, Concourse B West will also open, which features 20 gates for various airlines. Now, something to remember for future Utah-based trivia. The first flight to ever depart the new airport was today, Tuesday, September 15th, 2020, and it was a Delta flight that was bound for Atlanta. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
And, of course, that makes sense with Atlanta being the headquarters of Delta Airlines. All right, if you're headed to the new Salt Lake City Airport this morning, make sure you follow the signs so you can drop people off or park your car in the right spot. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says passengers must walk a series of bridges to get from the garage to the security line.
If you're flying out of Concourse A, you'll just go straight to the plaza area and to the left your gate. If you're flying out of the other gate areas, then you'll take a connecting bridge to get to the existing concourses.
She recommends getting there early to make sure you can find your way.
The director of airport redevelopment says motivated workers kept construction of the new terminal on schedule despite the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has more.
At their peak, they had 1,950 people on the project.
The trade workers really wanted to work. They really wanted to be here. They recognized that, you know, there's a direct correlation between doing the right thing and not doing the right thing.
Mike Williams, program director of airport redevelopment, says they enforced CDC and health department measures at the job site from the get-go, and it resulted in single-digit on-the-job cases until a blip after the July 4th holiday.
And we went from just having, you know, I think it was 7 to having 75.
Williams says they reminded everyone to be safe at home if you want to keep working, and says as of last Friday, they were down to 5 positive cases. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
We'll be checking in at the new airport all day long on KSL News Radio and KSLNewsRadio.com. Coming up at 8:15, John Wojcik will join us again live from the new terminal to talk about how passengers are handling this first day. Then at 8:20, who's paying for the new airport? We'll break it down as part of our special hour of coverage here on Utah's Morning News.
Hurricane force rains are the concern as Sally arrives. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda, not the wind, the rain. Sally is arriving as a Category 1 hurricane this morning, where Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama share the coastline. The mayor of New Orleans notes the slow movement of the storm.
We will see 24 to 36 hours of rainfall.
The hurricane crawling along just 2 miles an hour. President Trump met with state leaders in fire-ravaged California yesterday. He saluted firefighters who rescued hundreds trapped by the flames.
We are proud of them.
Wow. But he also publicly disagreed about climate change being the cause of the fires, which have now killed 36 people across the West. A peace deal is signed today between Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain. President Trump hosts the signing ceremony at the White House, leading Speaker Nancy Pelosi to tell CNN.
Good for him for having a distraction.
She says she's still waiting for a solution to the Palestinian situation. And the State Department issuing a travel advisory for China and Hong Kong, warning about arbitrary detention for violating arbitrary local laws. The warning claims Chinese human rights abuses. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Utah County leading the way, and not in a good way, of COVID-19 cases in the state.
And triple team traffic.
Still have a portion of the ramp closed, California Avenue to 215 on the west side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Google review from Ann. Whipple Service Champions advertised a water heater flush for $39, so I set up an appointment. In the meantime, a toilet developed a leak, so I was ready for that emergency. When Royal from Whipple arrived, he started by flushing the water heater. Turned out my old plumbing wasn't up to code and the water pressure was a problem too. Next, the leaking toilet, which also didn't flush well. He was able to simply replace the toilet on the spot. Got the water pressure issue resolved. New toilet plus free input on installing the shower all in one day. One satisfied customer here. Thanks, Ann. See what Ann saw with a $39 water heater flush. Or a Gerber Viper toilet, $299 installed. Furnace or AC tune-ups, just $44. $100 off any repair of $300 or more. Free furnace or AC replacement estimate. $55 drain cleaning, $350 off electrical meter or an electrical panel replacement. Call now.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
If you have higher than a 2.38% interest rate, call Associated Mortgage now. 943-1999. Best rates, best service, save thousands. 2.7% APR.
Right now here in the state of Utah, especially here along the Wasatch Front, we are at about the peak of the fall colors. It is gorgeous in all of the canyons. And as you drive up Parley's Canyon to Hotel Park City and the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse location, you'll not only have a wonderful meal with the best service ever, you're going to love that view looking out over the golf course and the drive up the canyon. That's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. And then, of course, there's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse available for us all right in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City at 275 South on West Temple. The food there is just beyond compare. And by the way, it's not just about steak, seafood, lamb, poultry. I had a friend tell me about the wonderful venison they served there the other night. Sometimes they have those specialty items. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, the desserts, the side dishes, the entrees, the service. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Trust me on this. It'll be the best meal you have ever had.
We are keeping an eye on the opening of the new airport, Salt Lake City International Airport. High praise coming today from the CEO of Airports Council International, who says Salt Lake City has taken an airport and turned it into a modern 21st century facility. And we are on the cutting edge now in Salt Lake City. More coming up.
The health department reports nearly 40% of all new COVID cases in the Beehive State are in Utah County. UVU alone has 186 active cases, including students and staff. Scott Trotter with UVU says they're reminding students about safety measures.
We're encouraging them, highly encouraging them, to do these same things off campus so we can keep the school open, we can keep face-to-face classes going.
The Utah County Health Department reports most of these new cases are linked to off-campus parties where mask wearing was not enforced.
Some judges in Utah's busiest courtrooms are starting to issue what they're calling COVID warrants to give some defendants a nudge. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the details. Mary.
Tim, yeah, they need to reach those people again who face low-level charges and their cases were kind of postponed during the pandemic. So attorneys and judges in the 3rd District, that's Salt Lake, Tooele, and Summit counties, came up with this idea of the COVID warrant. It's for $119, and that amount is just a signal to the officer. If they come across one of these folks, it's not for an arrest. It's just to let them know they need to contact the court. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
809 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
All right, now I'm watching that crash. They're trying to clean up the spill where the auto pedestrian crash happened on the ramp to southbound 215 from California Avenue on the west side of Salt Lake City. Not a huge delay. It looks like people now kind of have a heads up and are going down Redwood Road to 201 instead. Also have backups Bangor and 56 West at 21st South. Both of those will take you an extra 3 or 4 minutes at least. But I-15 back to the full speed limit in Sandy. Eric?
Looks like the most congested city street right now in Utah County is in Provo. This is 500 West as you work your way south from 800 North. Actually, right around 800 North, that intersection, that would be the busiest spot. So that gives you a good indicator. It's not a bad drive this morning anywhere in Utah County. The freeway looks good. 20 minutes from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Main Street is getting pretty busy right now, and that's between Bountiful and Centerville. It's one of your busier streets throughout Weber and Davis County. But you're also going to see congestion on some of the streets in Ogden. I-15 back to freeway speeds 30 minutes or less from Ogden to Salt Lake, and no problems getting to the airport. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And just how hot does it get today? Back over to you, Grant.
Now that the days are getting shorter here, the evenings and mornings definitely cool off. But to the afternoon, it's going to heat back up to 92 and lots of sunshine and sunny up to 91 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 61 downtown.
In a moment, we'll go back out to the beautiful new Salt Lake Airport and talk to John Wojcik, who's been talking to passengers. Get a little feel for it. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
I'm a little envious this
morning. I am too.
Stay with us. That's next in 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks for riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Greg Bedinson from Replenish Landscape and Garden.
Well, KSL reaches hundreds of thousands of people along the Wasatch Front, and the main reason they got us started there was the greenhouse show, and of course we're in the nursery or greenhouse business. We've had the business for 17 years. It's grown each year. We started advertising with KSL in the second year, and our customer base has expanded each year.
With current events happening right now, has consistency in your advertising plan helped?
The consistency is helping. We have found that this year, with many people stuck at home, they are looking at their yard and garden, and we're having the best year ever and continue to expose to a greater audience.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now's the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
In a moment, lives can change. A serious injury or illness can create barriers where there were none before. But at the new Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at University of Utah Health, progress will not be contained. We are redefining the boundaries of recovery with care that goes further and helps patients go further too. Learn more at uofuhealth.org/Nielsen.
And the news brought to you by the Craig H. Nielsen Rehabilitation Hospital at the University of Utah Health.
Utah County, you have a COVID problem. Two of the state's largest universities, a spike in COVID-19 cases, and now a crackdown. We're going in depth right out of the gates at 9:05 on Dave Andujanovic.
Big thank you to those of you that have taken the time to reach out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, of course, 57500. KSL News Time, 8:14. The three things you need to know this hour coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, Salt Lake City's new airport is open for business. We'll be checking in all day long, so check back with us throughout the day, especially if you're heading to the airport today to catch a flight or pick somebody up.
Second, Hobby Lobby is the latest retailer to announce a big bump to their minimum starting wage. Dave Andujanovic will talk about some of the highest paying retailers between 10:30 and 11 this morning.
Third, we're asking the question, how common is voter fraud? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson will have a special report coming up at 12:15 during Utah's noon news.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Sally doing a slow walk toward the Gulf Coast. The Category 1 storm expected to make landfall tomorrow morning along the Alabama-Mississippi line. ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in Biloxi, which is forecast to take a direct hit.
We will have a long-duration storm surge. So it is not the wind with this storm. It is the water falling out of the clouds, and in this case, the water coming in off the Gulf of Mexico and the various bays and rivers that are going to be struggling with the amount that Sally brings.
Mandatory evacuations in effect for low-lying areas closest to the Mississippi shoreline. To the west in the raging wildfires, at least 24 people have been killed by the advancing infernos. But even those not in the immediate fire zones are feeling the effects. ABC's Kaylee Hartung in Portland.
Here in Oregon, authorities say 1 in 10 visits to the emergency room are due to inhalation of this wildfire smoke. That is a problem when we are in the middle of a pandemic, when those symptoms can overlap with COVID-19.
West Coast cities now have the worst air pollution in the world, smoke seen as far as Chicago. At the White House today, a ceremonial signing of deals that will normalize ties between two Arab Gulf states and Israel.
A historic breakthrough for Mideast peace. That's how Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is describing the agreements he'll sign with the UAE and Bahrain at the White House. But here in Israel, questions and criticism have tempered the enthusiasm. Netanyahu has kept the details of these agreements top secret, angering politicians who wonder how they will address security issues and the Palestinians. Some Israelis irate Netanyahu has left the country to sign peace deals that in any case are not final, accusing him of trying to escape criticism of his leadership on COVID-19 before the start of a national lockdown. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Going after Amazon, Walmart Plus debuts today. New membership program offering unlimited free delivery on more than 160,000 items. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, a developing story, of course, this morning as we go in depth. It's a big day at Salt Lake City International Airport, where the new terminal and part of Concourse A have opened for business after years of construction.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene at the new airport with more as our special hour of coverage continues on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Amanda. Yeah, it's been a busy morning here over at the airport. It's been, in many ways, you know, a typical airport morning with people getting dropped off, running here and there, trying to get through security. And then in other ways, it's been totally surreal as people show up sometimes hours before their flights just to take pictures, take videos, take selfies, and just kind of take in all the new artwork here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's amazing to me, John, is the fact that they were able to keep flights coming and going. Now, it's been helpful with the pandemic that fewer flights have been coming and going, but they've kept it up and operational, and they just, you know, went forward this morning with flights leaving, the first one for Atlanta without even a hiccup.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we were reporting on that just a little bit yesterday when we talked to some airport officials. They called, COVID-19 obviously has been seriously detrimental in many ways to the airport industry. But for this specific project, it's been a little bit of a silver lining because that drop down in demand for flights has helped them kind of seamlessly transition from the old airport to the new airport and kind of speed things up in some ways to just transition entirely to the new one starting today and then kind of speed up the demolition of the old one. So it's worked out well in that regard, and it's seems like everybody today has been either prepared for this or they're able to just follow the signage. I can say myself, driving here yesterday and today, the signage is pretty clear. It's pretty direct. Instead of, you know, staying like you normally would to go to the departure or arrival, you just go up a ramp, and it's pretty straightforward. And just about everybody I talked to this morning inside the airport said, yeah, we didn't have any troubles. Now, it has picked up in the past couple of hours traffic-wise. Maybe that might make it a little bit more difficult, but especially this morning, just about everybody said in lockstep, it's been a seamless transition for them.
So do you find people wanting to walk around and take a look at the art and so on more than just going straight to their gates?
I think so. And I mean, that'll probably be the case all of today, I think. I mean, I spoke to some people who were just taking a short flight in-state even. Some people were going to St. George, and their flight was at, I think, 9 or 10, and they were here at before 6 just taking pictures. And they said, we knew specifically today was the first day, so we got here early, of course, in case there was, you know, any confusion, but mainly to get here early and just kind of take it all in. And a lot of these people are frequent travelers, so they want to check out, in addition to the artwork and everything, what's the layout like? What's this going to be like in the future when I'm back here? And everybody said the new layout is fantastic. It's efficient. It's all, there's not a lot of up and down. It's all on one level. You can park in the garage, take the little walkway over, and you're right at where TSA would be. So there's no going up and down elevators or escalators. They say they like the new design. They see how it's going to work well in the winter if you're lugging skis with you on a trip. Everybody said, you know, at least this morning, that it's been fantastic.
Oh, that is so good to hear.
Just
a reminder to everybody that no matter which airline you're flying on, everybody goes in and out of the new terminal. But if you're flying United or Southwest or one of the other carriers, you'll have to take some walkways to get over to the old side, right? Mm. All right, John.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Yeah, that's right, Tim. So it's a little bit, that transition can be just a little bit tricky, but like, I mean, you laid it out perfectly. It's, they're going to try and transition out of that sometime soon, but at least for right now, it seems like everybody's either entirely at the new terminal or just making a short little walk.
All right.
Thank you, John, and we look forward to getting out there ourselves. John Wojcik on the In-Depth at 15 and 45, just a little past 8:19. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're looking good on I-15 again through the Salt Lake Valley, but we still have the cleanup of the fuel spill going on, blocking the ramp from westbound to California Avenue to go to southbound 215, and so there's a little bit of a delay there. Looking much better at Bangor and 56 West, though, as you approach the 21st South Freeway. Eric?
Crash-free in Utah County. That's good news for travelers on I-15. You've got normal 22-minute drive time from Springville to Point of the Mountain. If you're on Saratoga Springs or American Fork, there is some congestion on Pioneer Crossing. It's really more on the westbound side as you go between those two cities and approaching Saratoga Road. That's where the slowdowns are. Heather?
No accidents reported through Weber and Davis County. You've got great speeds on I-15. You do have a little bit of congestion on 5600 South and Roy, as well as US 89 moving through Layton and Fruit Heights. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Grant now with your 7 day.
Sunny skies up to 92 for this afternoon, and tomorrow 91 will be the high, mostly sunny, and about the same Thursday up to 90. And again, lots of sunshine. Then it tones down, 85 the high on Friday, with again lots of sunshine. Clouds on Saturday. It'll be cooler with a high of 75. There's a slight chance of showers that day and thunderstorms as well. Partly cloudy up to 73 on Sunday, and then 79, mostly sunny on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
62 downtown.
This is a special hour of coverage on Utah's Morning News. Salt Lake City's new airport is open for business. It's the first phase of the largest public works project in Utah state history, and so far, the cost is about $4.1 billion. The airport says no local tax dollars are being used in the project, so how's it being funded?
According to an airport release, most of the money comes from the airport itself, through the money it charges airlines, through bonds issued in 2017 and 2018, and all of the extra taxes you pay on tickets. Federal grants also account for about 4.5% of the cost.
Stay with KSL for coverage throughout the day. KSL News Time, 8:23.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a foul bankruptcy. And I owe the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Jordan Wilcox can help. TaxHelpUT.com.
It's nice to have a go-to expert for your hair, your lawn, and even your car. But do you have a go-to expert for plumbing, electrical, heating, and cooling? Hi, this is Dan James, owner of Black Diamond Experts, and we want to be your go-to expert for all your home servicing needs. Businesses in our industry have been named essential, and for a good reason. Electrical, HVAC, and plumbing problems don't wait for the night and weekends to be over. At Black Diamond Experts, we're battling those things that go bump in the night by staying up late and fighting them throughout the weekend. Because we're always open, 24/7, we're ready to help you if any need should arise. That means when you make the call, we'll be there. You can always trust us to do the job right the first time, fast and for a fair price. At Black Diamond Experts, we guarantee the lowest price on any electrical, plumbing, or HVAC service. We'll match any competitor's exact advertised price. Call us for details at 801-528-7508. That's 801-528-7508. You can also find us online at blackdiamondexpert.com. Black Diamond Experts, now you have a go-to expert for your home.
Have you been trying to finish your basement, but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have on wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
Yet another potential weapon against coronavirus has been found, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, the University of Pittsburgh, the latest to report they found antibodies to combat the novel coronavirus. Dr. John Meller says the tiny biomolecule they call AB8 is one-tenth the size of normal antibodies. Tests show it effectively neutralizes SARS-CoV-2 in mice.
And the idea is that the antibody will block the spread of the virus throughout the body.
And AB8 does not interact with human cells, meaning it's almost certainly safe. It could treat those who are sick and prevent others from becoming infected. UC San Francisco also recently found a nanocomponent called AeroNabs that neutralized SARS-CoV-2. Both candidates are likely to complete clinical trials sometime after a vaccine becomes available, but may prove more effective. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Just time to take a quick look at the markets. The Dow right now is up 157. That's a half a percent. We're at 28,150. The S&P is up 28. That's 8/10. The NASDAQ is up 127. That is 1 1/10%.
Traffic and weather together coming up.
Why are people rushing to get a living trust in Utah? Because if you only have a will when you pass away, it could be a one-way ticket to probate court. Everything you own, including your house, bank accounts, investments, everything, could be tied up in probate court for years, and it could cost your estate tens of thousands of dollars in legal fees. But you could avoid this by getting a free estate planning review from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, call to schedule your free review now at 801-682-4448. Be remembered as someone who left a legacy, not a mess. Call 801-682-4448. 4448. 801-682-4448.
This review is for information purposes only. Consult with a licensed attorney.
Triple Team traffic back here at 829, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Is that situation on California Avenue any better, Andy?
Well, they're still letting people from the eastbound direction on California Avenue turn and go south on 215, but the westbounders coming over from Redwood Road, they're going to be the ones that have to either flip a U-turn and access from the other direction or just go south on Redwood or go over to 3200 West instead. But the rest of the drive through the Salt Lake Valley actually looking much, much better. I-15 all clear and 56 West all clear. Eric?
So looking good in Utah County. I-15 rolling along at normal speeds from Provo and Orem up through Lehigh, two point of the mountain. Out in Saratoga Springs, you do have some slowdowns over on Lehigh's Main Street from Redwood Road over to Saratoga Road, and a little bit of westbound slowing on Pioneer Crossing approaching Saratoga Road. Heather?
We're in good shape in Weber and Davis County. No delays right now on I-15 Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt. US 89, a little bit of congestion when the lights turn red at some of those larger intersections. And your city streets in Ogden and Roy have the most traffic right now. Don't leave education to chance. With 15 years of experience, Utah Online is prepared to meet Utah students' academic needs this fall. Visit utahonline.org to learn more. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out about those temperatures for today, Grant.
Sunny skies and warmer than average temperatures for the next few days here. 92 the high today and sunshine. 91 tomorrow and more sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
KSL News Time is 8:30.
It's 62 degrees.
Still have the ramp closure, 215's west side at California Avenue. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And again, we begin this half hour with that developing story on Utah's Morning News. A new airport open for business in Salt Lake City.
It's so much more lighter. Some beautiful artwork.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene at the brand new terminal, which officially opened early this morning. John?
That's right, Amanda. The first phase of the new Salt Lake City Airport officially opening this morning at about 4 o'clock. Some of the highlights included in the first phase are a new parking garage, gateway center, and central terminal. Airport officials have recommended passengers arrive early to help mitigate any confusion, but most people walking around the concourse say it's actually been pretty straightforward.
It's pretty easy coming into the parking garage, the new parking signs, and we just came up the new ramp. It was awesome.
Some of the other features catching people's eyes include, of course, a new modern and local artwork, but also the expansive baggage system, which they say should make it easier for those flying with ski equipment. In addition to Concourse A West, which opened today, Concourse B West will open in 6 weeks with 20 gates for Alaska, American Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest, and United Airlines. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Prompt and diligent safety measures during construction kept the project relatively virus-free.
The Salt Lake County Health Department actually visited our job site 3 times to really understand what we were doing, because we were really kind of the exception to the rule.
Program Director Mike Williams says out of almost 2,000 workers at their peak, they were able to keep the COVID-19 positive count to just 7 until after the July 4th holiday, when it jumped to 75.
We had to reinforce, if you're sick, don't come to work.
Last week, their case count was just 5.
Headed to the new Salt Lake City Airport today, KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our live team coverage with some tips.
If you're going to the airport or picking up someone, make sure to follow the signs. There's a new road leading into the new terminal. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says the good part is, once you hit the parking garage, there's really only one way in.
We'll take bridges over into what's called the gateway, where the car rental counters are located, continue over some more passenger bridges, and then you'll see the security screening lanes over to the right or to the east.
Once you pass security, people will be there to guide you either to the new terminal or towards a bridge to an old concourse, where some flights will still be taking off temporarily. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
We're following breaking news on KSL. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper is recovering after he was hit by a semi-truck this morning. It happened along the on-ramp to northbound I-215 at California Avenue, where the trooper had arrived to help out on a fuel spill. The trooper was complaining of arm and back pain after being hit. The semi-driver kept going and was later located and put in custody.
A Utah man who spent 30 years in prison for kidnapping and assaulting young girls has been granted parole. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
It caused widespread fear starting in the fall of 1989. Four young girls taken from their homes in Kearns and sexually assaulted. Scott Kroos was sentenced to up to life in prison in 1990, but he is now getting out. The Deseret News says in his parole hearing, he said he's grown emotionally and mentally in sex offender treatment and recognizes his thinking patterns. The parole board granted full parole starting September 29th. We've not heard yet from his victims' families. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's not a major hurricane, but it is bringing some major rain. KSL's top national stories now. Back to Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, Hurricane Sally is slowly coming ashore this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey notes it is a Category 1 storm now.
Those on the Gulf Coast know a flood and heavy rains can be just as deadly as tropical winds.
And Sally's 2-mile-an-hour pace leads to greater storm surge and more than 2 feet of rain in some places, landfall targeting the Mississippi-Alabama state line. 3 dozen are dead, many are missing, and dry winds continue to fan wildfires across western states. President Trump was in Sacramento yesterday laying blame.
But you know, it is about forest management. Please remember the words, very simple. Forest management.
But California's forest managers, they're blaming climate change. Democratic nominee Joe Biden delivered a campaign address at the Natural History Museum near his home in Delaware Monday.
The impacts of climate change don't pick and choose. That's because it's not a partisan phenomenon. It's science.
Biden called President Trump a climate arsonist in his speech. And we have some breaking news at this hour. The city of Louisville, Kentucky has reportedly reached a multi-million dollar settlement with the family of Breonna Taylor, the woman killed by police in her home as they served a no-knock warrant. Protesters have been calling for the officers to be charged in her death. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, how to redeem yourself after missing 3 kicks and an extra point on Monday Night Football.
Make the next one. Plus, we'll check your triple team traffic.
Well, traffic looking good on I-15, and it looks like they still got the right lane blocked for people turning onto 215 at California Avenue. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:36.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Let's talk some sports here at 8:38. If at first you don't succeed, try, and try again. That must have been the marching orders for Tennessee Titans kicker Steven Goskowski, who had a miserable night against Denver, but had a chance to redeem himself at the end.
He's missed from 47. He's had one block from 44. He's missed from 42. He's missed an extra point. Snap, set, kick. Good! Redemption for Goskowski.
Oh, I love play-by-play guys like that. He cost the Titans 10 points with his earlier misses, but that 25-yard field goal gave Tennessee the win over Denver 16-14.
It gets stuck in your head, especially as a kicker, don't you think?
Yeah, it's all mental.
Ah, the sale of the New York Mets could be a record breaker.
Billionaire hedge fund manager Steve Cohen says, I am excited to have reached an agreement with the Wilpon and Katz families to purchase the New York Mets. Terms of the deal were not announced, but if at least 23 of baseball's 30 team owners approve the sale and the U.S. record for the most money spent to buy a sports team, the nearly $2.3 billion David Tepper spent on the NFL's Carolina Panthers, could be topped. This is Cohen's second attempt to buy the Mets. He spent $40 million on an 8% limited partnership in 2012. His bid beat out another offer from a group that included Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
And by the way, the BYU football schedule keeps changing. They announced yesterday they've added a game against Louisiana Tech set for General Conference weekend. It'll be the first meeting between the two schools. The game scheduled for Friday, October 2nd at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Mitch Harper, of course, has been following that on Cougar Tracks all morning.
KSL News Time 8:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and over to you, Andy.
And right now, I'm watching I-15 looking good once again. And some good news over on the West Side Belt. It looks like they've got the ramp open again to southbound 215 on California from California Avenue. That left turn for westbound traffic coming over from Redwood Road to then go south. You can finally make that turn once again. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County on the freeway. I-15 is rolling smooth from Santa Quinn and Payson all the way up to Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. If you're heading out to the mountains, out to Heber City, we've got no problems on U.S. 189 through Provo Canyon, U.S. 40 up to Park City out of Heber. That's also in good shape. Heather?
We've got a pretty good drive through Weber and Davis County. Main Street pretty busy, though, in Farmington right now. And that's from about the U.S. 89 split down to 1150 North. But you've got good speeds on U.S. 89 itself, as well as I-15 in both directions between Ogden and Salt Lake. Prime Meridian Healthcare, seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant's back in the Weather Center.
Going to be yet another warm day here along the Wasatch Front. The mornings and evenings have been nice, but afternoon's going to warm back up to 92 and sunshine, 91 tomorrow and more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Hazy sunshine this morning so far, 62 degrees.
Looking forward to speaking with Nancy Vollmer, the airport spokesperson, on the first day of the new Salt Lake City International Airport. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up to Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Now, usually you wouldn't be excited about a Visa card. It's just a Visa card. But this Visa card is not just a Visa card. It is a HELOC Visa card. I know you love yours, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really do. And as a matter of fact, we use, because you're basically using the equity that you already have in your home
right.
with a swipe of a card. And so we looked at it like we were using the equity to actually increase the value of our home at the same time when we remodeled our kitchen. And there are so many ways and so many reasons to use this card, but there are also a lot of people out there that just have it in their pocket for peace of mind.
We're talking about the Utah Community Credit Union, UCCU, HELOC Visa Card. It's the fastest, easiest, safest way to access your home's equity. It's the best rate you're going to get on a Visa card, and it is using your home's equity to do things like remodel or consolidate debt, or just, as Tim was saying, just have that line of credit for a rainy day if you need it.
And of course, through the years, you've learned that Utah Community Credit Union is always going to give you the lowest rate. No closing fees, by the way, on the HELOC account, and you can lock in that interest rate for a decade.
Just stop by any Utah Community Credit Union branch to find out more, or just to go online to UCCU.com.
UCCU, you are going to love where you bank.
Join Pet IQ's hiring event Tuesday, September 15th and Wednesday, September 16th for a drive-through job fair. Pet IQ is hiring full-time production roles for both day and night shifts. Pet IQ offers a full benefits package, including health care, paid time off, and right now they're offering a $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is redefining pet health, providing a smarter way for pet parents to take care of their pets. This starts with the best-in-class manufacturing facilities. Join the Pet IQ team now. Bring your resume to the Pet IQ drive-through hiring event at
1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springville, Tuesday and Wednesday before 6 p.m. Or visit Pet IQ's career page at PetIQ.com for more information. On-the-spot interviews and job offers available for qualified candidates. And take advantage of their limited-time $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is a team-oriented, growing company dedicated to helping pets live their best lives. Attend the event or visit PetIQ.com for more information.
Utah County, you have a COVID problem. Two of the state's largest universities, a spike in COVID-19 cases, and now a crackdown. We're going in depth right out of the gates at 9:05 on Dave Andujanovic.
KSL News Time, 8:44. The three things you need to know coming up later today on KSL News Radio. First, Salt Lake City's new airport is open for business. We'll be checking in all day long, so check back with us throughout the day, especially if you're headed to the airport today to catch a flight or pick somebody up.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert will have the latest information about that reported uptick in COVID-19 cases in Utah County. He will join Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry at 2:20 this afternoon.
And third, Hurricane Sally is set to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Drenching rains expected for the next few days all across the South. Get the latest track and forecast during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news from 3 to 7.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
At noon at the White House, three nations signing historic Mideast peace deals. Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain agreeing to normalize relations. The president's senior advisor, son-in-law Jared Kushner, who helped broker the deals, dismissing worries that they'll spark an arms race in the region.
Making peace will hopefully create less need for arms in the Middle East because you'll have more focus on business and technology exchange and health exchange.
Hurricane Sally, a slow mover, the fear that when it does hit the Gulf Coast, it will dump up to 2 feet of rain and the storm surge could reach 9 feet. The fires in the West, not just deadly, with the death toll over 24, but spewing unhealthy smoke blanketing the region. Western cities now with the worst air in the world. The city in Nevada where President Trump hosted a crowded rally on Sunday is now fining the venue that hosted the event for violating coronavirus rules. The president hosted another crowded rally last night, this one in Arizona, courting Latino voters. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Now more on our developing story this hour. Passengers flowing through the new Salt Lake City International Airport this morning. There's a new terminal and concourse after years of construction.
Airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer is joining us live on the KSL Newsline on this very busy day. Congratulations to you, Nancy.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a really an exciting day out here at the airport.
We've heard from some of the passengers, and we have a reporter there on the scene, and they seem to be really enjoying it.
You know, it's just a beautiful airport. It's so much larger. I think just feels better for passengers to travel through.
I was reading some quotes this morning from Kevin Burke, who's the president and CEO of Airports Council International North America, and he was saying that he would dream to see in his career other cities across the country replicate what Salt Lake City has done. It's high praise for what you've accomplished.
You know, it sure is. I mean, this project has been in the works since the late 1990s. It was held back a little bit when we had 9/11 and the Great Recession, but once we got moving on it, it really went very well, very quickly. And we have a great team who built this airport, even though we had an earthquake and experienced a pandemic. So congratulations to everybody who worked on this project.
Nancy, would you address a question from one of our listeners who texted in? There are numerous improvements at the new airport, but I'm disappointed they have no solar panels, especially since they claim to be sustainability-minded.
Yeah.
Would you address that?
Yeah, so we can't put the solar panels on top of the airport just because there's concerns and regulations regarding reflection. So you don't want pilots to have any reflections when they're coming into land. So what we did is we put solar panels on nearby buildings that are on our airport property as well. So on some of the fire stations. So that's how we ended up addressing it. But we couldn't put them actually on the terminal or the concourses.
Wow, that makes perfect sense.
It does.
Will you walk us through the timeline here? Because the A gates for all Delta flights are open today, but it's going to be slowly that the rest of the airport business moves over, right?
Right. So initially, we weren't going to build out Concourse B. That came online after the initial project started. And so that's why that's opening up a little bit later. But in 6 weeks from now, we'll be moving all of the other airlines over to Concourse B. So everyone does need to go through the new terminal, however, to get to the existing gates and the new gates. So it might be a little confusing, but we have a new phone app, and on that app is a map. So it's really easy to navigate if you use this map app. You can just say, okay, I'm at point A. How do I get to point B?
What is that app, Nancy?
So it's SLC International. You can download it on Google or Apple. And we also have a map on our website. But I think that if you're wanting to get, you know, like I like to do if I'm in a new city, I like to say, okay, here I am. How do I get there? You know, and that's what this app will do for you.
I used to enjoy flying into Denver International Airport because they had ambassadors there with cowboy hats waiting to help you get from one place to the other. I don't know whether we're going to be wearing cowboy hats, but you do have ambassadors out there.
We do. We have the airport ambassadors in blue shirts, and they're out in force helping people to find their way. So we're doing everything that we can to make sure that passengers become more familiar with the airport. I would like to encourage anyone who's flying out, though, to allow extra time because it is a new facility. So we have a new roadway into the airport, a new parking garage, you know, new level for drop-off, for passenger drop-off. So it's just really a good idea to plan extra time.
What about long-term parking? Will that be the same?
Yeah, so the economy parking lot is exactly the same, but we do have this beautiful new garage with twice as many parking spaces, and we're doing a special for 2020, only $20 per day, so it's very convenient if you want to go that route.
I'm excited to go, Nancy. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to using the brand new beautiful airport. Nancy Vollmer is the airport spokesperson on this, the first day of flights at the new Salt Lake City International Airport.
And congrats to everybody that's been involved with getting us here. It is 8:49. Time for us to get another peek at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth still in the traffic center.
Yep, and we've got everything back to normal on 215's West Side Belt. It looks like at California Avenue, we are starting to see a little bit of an I-80 westbound delay near the 201 merge heading into Tooele County where the construction continues. But it's looking really nice otherwise in the Salt Lake Valley. Haven't seen any new city street crashes in a while. Eric?
Utah County still looks to be a pretty clean drive throughout. If you're on the 215 East Belt, that looks good. A little bit of congestion on Foothill at 1700 South and some east westbound congestion entering Park City from US 40 going by the high school there where you've generally got slowdowns this time of the day. Heather?
Not a lot of issues through Weber-Davis County. Good speeds right now on I-15. We do have some congestion on Harrison Boulevard in Ogden. Also 5600 South in Roy and Main Street in Farmington. I think that's construction related. Both northbound and southbound seeing stop and go traffic right now. Get a credit card you'll absolutely love. Mountain America offers three amazing options, rewards, cashback, and low rate. Apply today at macu.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast, Grant.
Warm temperatures the next few, up to 92 today and lots of sunshine. We're up to 91 tomorrow and more sun, and then sunny 90 on Thursday. Then it tones down for Friday. 85 will be the high. Lots of sunshine. A lot cooler for the weekend. Even some showers and thunderstorms a possibility on Saturday. Otherwise, partly cloudy. The high that day only 75. 73 the high on Sunday, so it's cooler and partly cloudy skies, and then sunshine of 79 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown is 63 degrees.
Happy to tell you that the Utah Honda dealers' lots are jammed with lots of new inventory, all at year-end clearance pricing. And we're talking about every model imaginable, the Civic, the CRVs, the Pilots, the Odysseys, and, of course, the Accord. Thanks to Lorenzo up there at Kengar Forum. If you thought, by the way, that that fastback design was just for looks, the Honda designers go way beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that fastback design on there to allow passengers more room in the back seat. And speaking of more room, there's an impressive amount of rear headroom and legroom for the big people in your families, like my 6'5 son. But so many other things that come in handy, like the wireless phone charging that we love so much, and this quiet interior. They have active noise cancellation to make sure you get the quietest ride possible.
I do love that Honda Accord. And the Honda Pilot, that's the larger SUV from Honda that I've had a chance to drive from Ken Garf Honda downtown. Thank you, Brandon. The Honda, the Pilot, that seats 8 very comfortably. It has all of the intelligent, you know, all of the intelligent management tracking and the technology that gives you peace of mind. So if you need to take people around and, you know, carry some cargo when you do it, check out that beautiful Honda Pilot.
Well, and check it out now while they are all clearance priced, because the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Aubrey Sessions was on her way to take some cold drinks to her coworkers on a hot day when she saw a concrete worker, Jay Miles, collapse in her driveway. He was lying in the wet concrete, and Aubrey checked and found he was not breathing and had no pulse. As luck had it for Miles that day, Sessions was on her day off as a pediatric nurse for Intermountain Riverton Hospital. Her training, that she just refreshed days earlier, as well as her experience as a nurse, kicked in, and she quickly started chest compressions while her husband called 911. One neighbor saw the commotion and offered to help, while another, who happened to be 39 weeks pregnant, ran in to help assist. An off-duty Draper City Fire Commissioner, who had accidentally taken a wrong turn onto the street, saw them and brought a bag mask. In the end, when EMS arrived, Miles had a pulse and would later be discharged from Intermountain Medical Center with a pacemaker to fix a condition that nearly took his life. Miles said, "My cardiologist told me only 5% of people who have an event like this end up surviving, because they don't have CPR started quickly. And so I'm very, very lucky to be alive." Sessions added, "A lot of little miracles happened that day that put several people in place to help Jay right when he needed it." And for the neighbor who was 39 weeks pregnant that helped with chest compressions, she went into labor later that night and delivered a healthy baby boy. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Trust your gut. Get a second opinion. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner of City Creek Mortgage. When refinancing your home, we understand that you're just trying to save money for your family. You shouldn't have to pay hefty commissions to overcompensated loan officers. Our salaried home loan team will help you save money on your mortgage upfront so you don't have a lifetime of higher mortgage payments. Use our Find Your Best Rate tool at citycreekmortgage.com. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855. Equal housing lender.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Alaska Airlines is suspending all of its flights in and out of Portland and Spokane because of that thick wildfire smoke. The temporary suspension will be reevaluated this afternoon.
KSL Drive's GM says they will reveal the all-new electric Hummer on October 20th, but the truck will not be headed to showroom floors for another year.
Still a pretty good day so far on the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial is up 160 points at 28,152. The S&P is up 30, and the NASDAQ is up another 130 points.
News at this hour brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repipe unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
You trust KSL for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on the free KSL News Radio app, powered by AnyHour Services, Utah's HVAC, plumbing, drains, and electric experts. Get it now. Text the word app to 57500 or search for KSL News Radio in your app store.
KSL News Time is 8:59. Let's get another look at your morning commute, which is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're looking good on all our freeways in Salt Lake County, north to Salt Lake on I-15. On the west side belt, we've got a little bit of delay heading into Tooele County, though. I-80, some slowing in the construction zone near SR-201 Merge, right before you get out to the Lake Point exit in Tooele. Eric?
Got a crash in Utah County, northbound I-15, just past the Center Street exit. This is over on the right shoulder, though, and not really causing any delays. In fact, you're delay-free all the way from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain, 24 minutes of drive time. Heather?
No accidents through Weber and Davis County. You've got good speeds on all the major freeways, whether you're going north, south, east, or west. If you're building, renovating, or financing, Cypress Credit Union's home loan products, quick closing, and low fees save money and time. Visit cypresscu.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Three more days of unseasonably hot temperatures. Will be at 92 today, and right now with some sunshine, 62 downtown.
Coming up on Dave and Dujanovic, Utah County has a COVID problem. That's just ahead.
Yeah, and Mama Deb is hopping mad about it. That's coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you back here in the morning at 5.
This is your daily resource for critical breaking news, weather.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.